You are not a C student. The full picture. You are not a B student either. And A's are pretty much worthless too. I'm sorry. It is not what you remember for the test. It is about the things that make you brilliant and great across your entire existence. Everyone involved in your education has just brainlessly conspired to make you feel stupid. Mostly because it is easy money. By tricking you into thinking that you are just not that smart, they don't have to do anything to teach you anything. And you won't know to accuse them of fraud, or fake, or ineffective education. Teachers also reinforce each other's bonds by calling you hormones and just turning you into a paycheck. To the principal, you represent easy retirement. In great part because you get tricked into thinking that you are not that smart. How are you going to protest when you are not even smart enough to get an A? It is how you are kept down. But it is not just the principal. Actual politicians are involved. I know it's hard to believe, but by doing as little as possible, in part as not to get caught due to incompetence, they do things in really, really thin layers. Thus, the state testing is simply thinly disguised bullshit. They aren't teaching you. They are giving you answers to memorize. Now, they do introduce some fuzz in the middle to make things more than just memorization, or you would protest yourself. But not much more. And you don't need to do them to pass the test. You just need to memorize the basic things. But if you do take the extra step, then they will give you a solid 99. I wouldn't count on 100. They are not competent enough to craft good tests. And yes, there is evidence, but it is not direct. Basically, you have to get everyone to retake the tests. This will expose the fraud. These people did not get together to form an organization or a secret society where they do as little as possible for the maximum gain. No. They just all kept doing as little as possible until they got their paycheck. You can almost visualize this as organically grown fraud. The best kind of fraud. Because there is no evidence to get them out of the system. There was no emails, no knowing smiles, not even eye contact. It was just laziness, lying, incompetence, arrogance, ignorance, and that old cherry on top. Groupthink, where everyone belongs to the same group and everything is great. Any teachers that go against this are seen as rebellious, eccentric, and they are pushed out. It does get creepy when you graduate high school because of the college loans. They are not forgivable by bankruptcy, and they will be extracted from your paycheck by force. There are people in their 60s who are still paying off this fraud. That magical free ride tuition that everyone always gets is also based on thin layers. It does as little as possible. If you start freaking out that the lectures are too much, which they are, because everything in a standardized education by definition is ineffective. Standardized education cannot be made to function, as it is impossible to lecture more than, say, 5 individuals. And there is no money in highly customized instruction. So it is always the maximum number of students to get the maximum amount of money. And that bullshit of a star teacher that fills an entire auditorium. I don't know who you think professors are, but their job is to connect all the facts for you so that you can comprehend the subject in your mind. If you have an auditorium filled with people and you can't do that, that person ceases to be a professor. They stop being a teacher. You are not a tape recorder. You have a mind that needs to flourish. The free ride will end before you graduate, and you will still pay. The only way you can graduate without losing your mind is to pretend that you are getting an education and pay and pay and pay and play. As you can imagine, this is just the tip of the iceberg, the beginning of the story. Chances are you are not hammered by multi-generational poverty. Looking for just even simple change and going into military service, where some countries will treat you like a replaceable cog. The more developed countries should not be allowed to recruit children, and certainly no one without a real education, where they aren't sure what they are actually getting into. The mind of a young person is sacred. Send in all the people that think it is okay to do that, and those who want war, and you can have a military force. We are meant to protect children, not use them as replaceable tools. What to do? Yeah. That is crazy and complicated. For one, the world is not a fair place, because you are never supposed to be put into poverty. Money was never supposed to choke humanity. But we know some things. One of them is that you will not be able to change the world by yourself. The change will come gradually across multiple generations. But it needs a beginning. And you are part of that beginning. So the first thing you have to do is protect yourself. Get away from liars so that they quit poisoning your mind. You need to clear your head. You need to make room for books. You won't need to try to read books. Reading books is a natural urge that we have. But that urge only comes when your mind is at rest, when your mind is at peace, when you are not scared or frightened. You need an education, a real education. And that is why libraries are always open and always free. There are people in this world that do understand that schools are ineffective. If you are lucky to find all the books that connect with you, it will take you less than a year to get a firm footing that is truly worthy of you. You can totally take it from there. The great beings will show you the way. As to the poverty that this great quest will cast you into, it's tough. It's even harder than getting a real education, because here you have to get a real career. Which is to say, become an artist, become a designer, a 3D modeler, and a programmer. You have to enter a state of constant self-education. You have to become a master of all trades and a double master of some. At the very least, this will help you to stop being scared of poverty. This is not a perfect plan. No, it is not. It is a desperate plan. But since you are going at your own pace and in a sequence that matches your existing knowledge and predispositions and curiosities, you will learn fast. I promise you that. We are all Einstein smart. We just need to take baby steps first so that we build a base layer and then make our way to the next level on our own without being pushed. That is why the education that you have received thus far didn't work. Because you can't be taught outside in, where the teacher keeps talking and talking. You can only learn inside out, where you are in a state of constant adventure, switching between this and that and making this better and knowing more here from there by subtle analogy. Being pressured to get good grades when you are pushed outside in or taught will only get you into discovering memorization. In other words, you are being tricked into memorizing so that the teacher gets a simple, easy paycheck. Teachers, of course, know that you will never admit to that, because it was hard work to memorize all the disconnected facts. And if you complain, they will eventually retest you and you will fail. Needing to go through that memorization hell again to pass. It's part of their scam. They get you into a catch-22 between a rock and a hard place and get a kick and a paycheck out of it. To be clear, they know you are worthlessly memorizing because they got you to do it under the threat of repeating the class or just being held back a year and permanently marked as delayed. Now, and this will be somewhat difficult to accept at first, but it will make sense as you age. A major part of breaking out of all that fraud and making something out of it, something meaningful, is becoming a great being so that you can commit meaningful contributions towards the global end of poverty. So you can't just end fake education or just end poverty. It has to happen both at once. And even so, it will be a mayhem at first. But as a result of the end of poverty and the reinvention of schools, none of the kids that need an exit will be forced into lives or cultures that they don't want to be part of. That means multi-generational poverty will begin coming to an end. Come your retirement, many of those folks will resume your work. People who will be freaking out because of free money, a universal income card. It will come as a shock, but poverty will not keep them down. They will have enough to move on and try again. Mass incarceration, something that isn't talked about enough, will start coming to an end as well. If you can find a better place anywhere in the world, and if you don't have to be scared of hunger, homelessness, the world will change. It will become a better and safer place. We don't want violence. We don't want borders. We want books. We want to grow and flourish. And all the anomalies that you see around the world are a result of poverty and fake education. Cultures that are not developing, which is to say, cultures that are not advancing, and thus that are not leaving bad ideas behind. I know that it would feel better if I left out the part about the universal income card, but that is just an illusion. We have to change the world. We have to end war and the nuclear threat and deal with climate and other things, especially human rights violations. Fixing education is almost pointless if we are not to talk about the full aim, which is the advancement of humankind, convergence on knowledge, wisdom, and world peace. Ending poverty globally and putting an end to this fake education nonsense is just a beginning. What you have to do now is get up, stand up to poverty, give yourself a real education, and become a great being.